9.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. The majority of this program is originating from the Chicago Resource Expo. Great, great conference, which I've been attending along with a lot of my colleagues and regular guests on this program for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. The show was put on by a gentleman by the name of Rich Redez and his son, Eric, and I'm really proud to be a part of this thing. It's not a large show, but, you know, we have some great participants here, along with the great Al Cullen. Of course, you're getting Jay Taylor, among others, Clyde Harrison. I mean, some really, really interesting people. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and you're going to be hearing from those folks. But I'm going to start out the show talking about hyperinflation, the possibility thereof, with a guy who is a really good buddy of mine and hasn't been on the show, and that's my fault, for quite some time now, Rick Ackerman. Rick is very, very active on the internet. He's got a great newsletter called Rick's Picks. He does webinars. He's just a really, really well-known guy, and we've traveled all around the world looking at various properties, and we've collaborated on this show, and it's just great to have him. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Al, and it's great to be back.
Got a question for you. We were talking earlier about an email that you had received, and yes, I got a copy of it on some blog somewhere, but it was an email that basically was lambasting you for saying that you didn't think that hyperinflation was a possibility. Kind of elaborate on that for me, would you?
The commentary I put out generated many, many responses, over 300 at my website, and you can't help I guess you could say my thinking evolved somewhat. I'm still persuaded by the deflation argument, and I think there are stronger arguments to be made against the hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the crux of it really, and this is where the rubber meets the road, is how mortgage debt settles out. And of course, if regardless of whether the dollar collapses or whatever's coming, if there are tens of millions of Americans stuck paying mortgages on homes that are only worth half of what they owe, then I don't see anything inflationary arising in that kind of economy.
Well, I know from personal experience that that is definitely the case where we live. I mean, you can buy virtually anything you want for right now for 50 cents on the dollar, and there are a fair amount of short sales up there, you know, and those are sales where people owe more on their homes than they can sell them for. And I mean, we looked at a house that had a value of an appraised value of close to $700,000 on it, and the asking price was 4.25. I mean, to me, that does not bode well for hyperinflation.
No, I don't think so. And obviously, the solution will be political.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to see what might happen. But if in a hyperinflationary scenario, where let's say you're carrying around $1 billion in your wallet,
mm-hmm.
you could in theory peel off a few of those bills and send them to your mortgage lender and say, well, that squares us up.
Yeah.
I just somehow don't see that happening.
I
don't know the debtor's mortgage debt is ever going to get relief.
Yeah, no, it's that's a situation that is just a huge bucket of worms. All right, so you're basically a deflationist.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Convince me.
Well, I've been in that mode for a lot of years, and it goes back to something written by a fellow named C.V. Myers, who lived up your way. He was from Spokane,
mm-hmm.
and he put out a letter called Myers Finance and Energy, but he had a book called The Coming Deflation. The book was out a bit early. It was, a 1976 publication. But the bottom line was, according to Myers, that eventually every penny of every debt would be paid, if not by the lender, borrower, than by the lender. And what this means, really, and a lot of people don't think it through, is that if you simply walk away from your house, leave the keys in the mailbox, the debt is not extinguished. In fact, the lender will wind up paying it by writing it off. When you talk about, you aggregate that into big numbers, you take, for instance, the derivatives market. The main source of our deflation right now is the implosion of a leveraged financial market that I've seen figures estimating its nominal value, its notional value, as high as about $700 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's approaching $250 billion, and it's really the collapse of the assets beneath that market that's causing deflation.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of it's unacknowledged. You know, I think that most of the derivatives market, in one way, plays off real estate. It essentially leverages real estate collateral value. But we're sort of hiding the collapse of that collateral, most particularly in the area of commercial real estate. You know, the rules have been changed in amazing ways. For one, you know, if a shopping mall developer has a 40% vacancy rate, he can essentially divide the accounting in ways that affect the valuation positively of the mall. And what they wind up doing is saying, well, they separate the producing piece of the mall, separating it from the vacant part, so that they've got 60% performing and 40% non, but essentially the valuation is at 100%.
Now, taking this argument to an arena that I think is near and dear certainly to my heart and to most of our listeners' hearts, let's talk about the impact of deflation on the wisdom, for lack of better terms, of purchasing gold and silver.
Well, it's kind of squaring the circle. You know, some very ardent deflationists, Bob Prechter among them, have been less than very bullish on gold for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that even Prechter gets no worse than saying, his scenario is no worse than saying that gold will hold its purchasing power relative to all other assets. It's clear that gold is becoming more valuable relative to all currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And if currencies were to become worthless tomorrow, gold would have that much more value. But I have to say, and I'm going to put this in my commentary tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
that I put a lot of weight on the argument in my forum made by a Wyoming rancher. And he said, essentially, you guys can all argue about money and gold and silver and what's going to happen to the financial system. But speaking as a rancher, I can tell you that a lot goes into the production of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you may find that you're going to want to trade, you're going to need to trade a lot of gold doubloons for just a little bit of protein. And I think he may have a good point there, that ultimately our survival is not hanging on the financial system, but really on the survivalist concerns of food, shelter, and water.
I don't disagree with that, but don't you think that you need to add one more thing to that, and that is some type of store of value? One could argue that certain types of foods are a store of value, you know, and I guess you could say the same thing for shelter, but doesn't it make sense that people would be wise to take a certain amount of their capital if they believe in your argument? And I'm not saying that you're right or wrong, but if they are true deflationists, wouldn't it make sense to put a certain portion of their capital into something that will at least retain its value relative to other currencies, or perhaps more likely than not increase in value relative to other currencies?
I think that's true, and, you know, there are some good lists out there on the web that kind of rank 100 things that might come to have value in an emergency, and certainly we should all be prepared with emergency supply of food and water and other things.
Yeah.
On an ongoing basis, though, I don't think you could do much better, really, than to have productive farmland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to grow your own food, that it is a store of value. Let me mention, going back to the German hyperinflation,
yeah.
that before it really took off late in the spring or summer of 1921, that anyone who borrowed 100% to buy farmland was able to pay back the mortgage in its entirety with the proceeds from the first crop. And this was an example given in Ferguson's book, When Money Dies.
Mm-hmm.
So farmland is really at the top of the asset chain. But as far as providing a store of value, you know, there are more immediate concerns with money, and one of which is that in each transaction, whatever you're using as money establishes its value.
Right.
So, you know, if we go to barter, you're going to be looking around the house for things that you can trade, and that will become money in a sense.
Rick Ackerman, thank you so much, my friend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Here we go, the spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. The next segments of this program are originating from the Chicago Resource Expo. So you're going to get some background noise, but that's just because this place is packed. I'm going to chat with a number of friends of mine about a subject that I think is the catalyst of the eye of the perfect storm for gold and silver. What do I mean by that? Well, specifically, there are events going on in the United States right now that I think are going to absolutely take the price of gold and silver and send it to the moon. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the budget riff that's going on right now. I'm talking about our president's response to what the Republicans have to say in terms of their proposal. What we're getting here, basically, this thing is turning into a very, very emotionally charged situation. I don't see that changing, and I am thoroughly disgusted, quite frankly, at this point, with both sides of the aisle. But I do have, I have to say, in the interest of a full disclosure, more of a level of disgust for the Democrats. David, what do you think about all this? You think I'm nuts? You think that it's just business as usual and what's going on is going to have no impact on the price of the metals?
Well, politically, I think it's business as usual, which is to create some friction between the Democrats and Republicans, which in my view is basically a sideshow, because the key issue is the deficit itself.
Sure.
And that's government created, and both parties have equal hand in that. So that's my feeling on that. As far as what will that do to the metals, so I think they'll skyrocket. And I've been asked, you know, recently and in the past, you know, well, what's the ultimate price of gold or what's the ultimate price of silver? And the answer to that is really no one knows. And the reason no one knows is if you look at this quote-unquote bubble that we have around the metals, is you have to analyze it with some really clear insight. And it's not that hard to look at. An ounce of gold or an ounce of silver never change. Those coins are 1 ounce always and everywhere throughout the universe. So what changes? Well, what changes is their price. But why is their price changing? Because the global economic system is debt-based, and that means more and more credit is being given into the system by central banks around the world. And this global phenomena continues to increase the money supply but not create new wealth. So gold and silver will continue to go up in paper price because the debt bomb has not been resolved. And until that bubble bursts, you're going to see more and more money moving into the metals markets.
You know, I agree 100% with that. And, you know, Dale, I want to ask your opinion about something. You know, you're an attorney. You're a very, very a non-practicing attorney right now by your own actions, but your own decision, I guess I should say. You know, but you're a very bright guy. Politically, you're very, very astute. What I find to be really, really interesting is a comment that our president made that in my opinion, is really, really inappropriate. And, you know, according to an op-ed that I read in the Wall Street Journal on the 14th, Thursday the 14th, right after our president came out with his speech, the Wall Street Journal said, and this is a direct quote, "Mr. Obama did not deign to propose an alternative to rival Mr. Ryan's plan, even as he categorically rejected all its reform ideas, repeatedly vilifying them as essentially un-American." And apparently a direct quote from the president was, quote, "Their vision is less about reducing the deficit than it is about changing the basic social compact in America." Dale, them's fighting words, in my opinion. What do you have to say about that?
I agree 100%, Al. And to top that off, as a special invite, Paul Ryan, who had done the Republican side of the budget, was sitting in the front row as a special invitation from the president and sat there and took a browbeating, the likes of which I don't think in history we can recall another one like it with the two now antagonists face-to-face at this stage of the game. The president has always held himself above that kind of a fray because the one thing this president seems to have forgotten to me is he represents all the people,
yeah,
not just the liberal side of the Democratic Party. I think that we're in for some extremely tough sledding as long as we're borrowing 43 cents of every dollar the government spends. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
As Mr. Morgan just said, eventually that bubble has to burst.
Yeah, it has to burst.
And we're there.
Well, let's get a Canadian perspective on this. I mean, Scotty, you spend most of your time when you're not traveling around the world. You spend most of your time in Canada. You're a very successful business guy of about, 40 years or so up there. You know, how do you view as to what's going on in the United States right now?
Well, it's sort of like watching Rome burning in color.
Yeah.
But what scares me is, as a Canadian, I look at Frank and Dodd as blowing up Fannie and Freddie and then getting the job back.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
To me, you strive to be successful so that you can gather support and therefore have some influence and educate people and use it for the proper process. But here, in New York, they took advantage of the world, lied to everybody, sold them bad paper. And I remember the interview in London about, well, you know, now that the American banks are in trouble, can we count on your support? And the guy looked him right in the eye and said, Al, you sold me this bad paper. And the guy said, does that mean no? You know, understand something. You're part of the world, but you're not the most important part anymore because you blew your wad lying to people, creating phony mortgages, phony instruments, and knowing it, and you didn't leave a stone unturned. You buried Ireland. I mean, how did Iceland get buried in your real estate market? Because we got computers and internet. But everywhere in the world, from Germany to you've absolutely offended everyone, then wonder, what is the problem? Well, buy a mirror. And somebody better quit arguing, because Rome's burning, and you've just bellied your economy.
Well, David, you know, Scott brings up an interesting part, you know, being realistically speaking, I have felt that Rome has been burning here in the United States for a long, long time. And it makes me really, really sad. I think we are turning into, for lack of better terms, a welfare state. You think I'm nuts?
No, I mean, if you look at Roman history, I'm not a great student of it, but at the very end of the empire, and of course it was decaying along the road, the end actually came as people were moving into Rome to become Roman citizens. And
yeah.
Why was it? It's a welfare state. Free bread and circuses. It reminds me of the border into California. You come in, get on the welfare system, and get a big screen TV, and, you know, 15 compadres are there watching it with you. It's a sad state of affairs, Al. There's a direct correlation between the moral decline of a society and the debasement of a currency. That's exactly what took place in Rome. And look around. That's exactly what's taking place today.
I got to tell you, Jay Taylor brought that out to me years ago. He said, you know, he said, when I was in university as an undergraduate student, he said, one of my professors brought out the relationship between the moral decline of a society and the decline of their currency system. And I got to tell you, that's only one of the many, many problems that we're facing right now. But, you know, we really can't talk about this much more because we're really almost beating a dead horse. But the direction that I want to go in the next segment, and for however long it takes, is I want to talk about how this is so, so positive for the precious metals industry, precious metals segment, I guess I should say, of the investment community. It's just, you know, when you have uncertainty like this, when you have all the bad things that are going on, does nothing but increase people's appetite for purchasing something real, i.e. hard assets. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with David Morgan, Del Steiner, Scott Baxter, and other folks.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Black and bronze have their tools. Flakes of filament steam have the walls.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. Again, as I said in the at the outset of the last segment, this program from now on, for this week anyway, is originating from the Chicago Resource Expo. We're talking about I think we're in the eye of the perfect storm for gold and silver right now. Have a new friend of ours who has joined in this conversation, Malcolm Gissen. Malcolm is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, been on the show a number of times in the past. This guy puts his money where his mouth is. He invests in this sector, and he's been doing really, really well. Why has he been doing really, really well? Because heretofore we've been involved in the perfect storm for gold. Now we're in the eye of that storm. In my humble opinion, I think that we are in there primarily because of the fact that there is so much political bickering, so much misdirection going on in our country right now that it's causing so much uncertainty that not only are people around the world afraid of what we're doing, as was brought out by the International Monetary Fund earlier this week, when they came out on record and said the actions of the United States, given their financial condition, are truly, truly going in the direction of being detrimental to the rest of the world. Okay, you got that. You got all the fear that's occurring in the United States right now. Gold and silver, in my humble opinion, has no place to go but up. Mr. Gissen, what do you think, buddy?
I think that hard assets will continue to rise. I think that political uncertainty, concerns about the economy, concerns about the dollar, supply and demand, there are many factors that drive gold and silver. Al, as you know, the Encompass Fund has been invested in a lot of gold and silver from inception in 2006, and this is why we have been the number one international fund since we've been in business. We continue to believe that these commodities will be in great demand and that investors will be investing because they feel secure. There are a lot of reasons why they should feel secure about investing in hard assets.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, the thing that really is bothering me right now more than anything, though, is I think we are almost in the United States, and I got to tell you, Malcolm, this is scary as hell. It's almost getting into a class warfare type situation with one side of the aisle, specifically the Democrats, accusing the Republicans of being uncaring people who don't care about anybody other than the rich. They don't care about the elderly. They don't care about the sick, et cetera, et cetera. All they care about is themselves. I happen to believe that's totally not true. On the other hand, you know, you've got the Republicans saying some things about the Democrats that are equally, you know, equally true. They seem to forget, the Republicans seem to forget that this mess really began during a Republican administration. Yeah, it's gotten worse under, you know, under a Democratic administration. But, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around for everybody.
That's certainly true. There are two points I'd like to make towards what you're addressing. One is that the stock market has continued to perform much better than anyone anticipated.
Why is that?
I think that we're seeing great corporate earnings, and a lot of that has to do with reducing their labor costs. So earnings are looking attractive. Corporations are building up large amounts of cash. And a lot of people are optimistic because of the earnings of the corporations. The other point I want to make is that the Encompass Fund, which I co-manage with Marshall Beryl, is an interesting example that Congress should follow and the executive branch. The co-manager of the fund is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. He's one of the few Republicans in San Francisco. I've been a Democrat all my life. The two of us work together. We come together.
In separate offices, however.
But we're able to come together despite our political differences. This is not something that we see happening in Washington. And the people are the ones who suffer because of that. I think 30 or 40 years ago, the Democrats and Republicans were able to work together. We don't see that happening anymore.
Not even close. And, you know, before I turn the mic over to Marshall, I want to say to both Del Steiner and Scott Baxter, if either one of you have any questions or want to weigh in on any of this, that's great. Specifically, though, if you have any questions for either Malcolm or Marshall, please feel free to address those. Marshall, I have an interesting comment for you. Nancy Pelosi, your best friend, came out on record earlier this week, and she said something that Big Al, Mr. Conservative, truly applauded. She said, you know, the thing that people don't realize right now in the political arena is that it's not just about getting reelected. It's about, she said, I know that we on our side of the aisle and the Republicans on their side of the aisle truly care about people in the U.S. But you know what? The bottom line is they care more about getting reelected, and that's what drives them. And she said, you know what? I'm here to tell you that's wrong.
Well, she may be saying that's wrong. That may be because she's now minority leader rather than majority leader. I do have to make one small correction. No, Al, she is not my best friend. She is my congressperson, however. I am in her district and have been since she got elected to Congress. But it is important and necessary, as Malcolm has said, that the parties and the people within the parties work together on a better fashion than they have. Mm-hmm. Because right now they're talking over each other, and they're not really, at least what appears to be in the forefront, they're not really working to work together mm-hmm. for solving some of the problems that the country has, and there's no question there are a number of problems.
No, there are a number of problems. There really is no question about that. But you know, I'm curious about, you know, how a couple of mining guys, Del Steiner and Scott Baxter. I mean, do you have any questions? For Marshall here.
You know, Al, when we look at these things, we get maybe a little esoteric and look at the higher echelons of what's going on and try to figure them out. But what does that mean to the little guy? And where does the little guy fit into this, the guy with small investments, et cetera? And I, you know, I look at things like the dollar for the small guy. Maybe when he got that dollar, it was worth 100 cents, and today it's worth 74.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look at that as an investment loss because it's still a dollar in his mind's eye. I mean, how does the smaller investor and people fit into this equation that we're seeing starting to come about?
Yeah. No, I find that to be an interesting question, to say the least. Mr. Beryl, you got 2.5 minutes. What do you think?
Well, I think it fits in, and it isn't on a day-to-day basis, but it fits in when you go to the grocery store and you've got less goods in the basket for the same amount of money, or more particularly, you're probably paying a lot more for what you're buying. Or you go to the gas station, and we're certainly seeing it now, and the gas prices fluctuate with oil prices and other factors, but you see it there. You see it when the inflation numbers that come out are saying inflation's running at 1 or 2% or maybe 3, but you say, well, wait a minute, when I get a haircut, when I go to the grocery store, when I go to the drugstore, I'm paying a lot more than I was 6 months ago or a year ago, and that's where it really is affecting the person, John and Mary Smith, out in the in the communities.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're going to get back in the next segment here. We're going to talk about how John and Mary Smith can, for lack of better terms, protect themselves and helping out in that segment along with Marshall and Dell and Scott. David Morgan is back with us. But, Scotty, you had a question for Marshall.
Yes. I've been doing this mining business for 30 years, and one thing I've noticed, not just the price of gas and the interest rates, is I send money to Nevada on a monthly basis or a frequent basis, $100,000 at a time, so I can realize how much difference the equation is in the U.S. dollar to Canadian. For the first time in 30 years, I sent $100,000 last Thursday for 96. Wake up. You just lost a nickel, guys. That used to be $1.10, $1.20. I used to send 100 that turned 75 or 82,000. Now it's 100 for 96.
Exactly.
First time in 30 years. So while you're asleep, the world's creeping up on you, and you're spending money like a drunken sailor, and I did your math. Apparently, you got leave for 3.5 years, and you're going to be in the Army. You're going to be in the Navy for 300 years. Doesn't do the math.
If no, you know what? That makes all the sense in the world, and that's a pretty astute observation. Okay, we're going to talk about how can you folks out there provide some insurance for yourselves so some of the idiocy that's going on back in Washington, D.C. doesn't hurt you. I'm going to be right back with Marshall Barrel, David Morgan, Del Steiner, Scotty Baxter.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants.
Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to round out the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. As promised, we're going to chat a little bit with some experts as to what you folks can do in these really, really unique times to, for lack of better terms, protect yourselves from economic disaster. David, number one, you and I both agree that we feel that the environment is such politically, socially, financially, et cetera, around the world that it's pretty scary, and some of the tried and true investments of the past really don't work anymore.
Well, that's true. I mean, normally, you know, conventional wisdom is that the bond market, especially the U.S. bond market, is probably the sacrosanct safest investment you can make. The trouble is that any debt-based monetary system cannot print itself wealthy, and that's the condition the United States is in currently and has been in for quite some time. So now what happens is you have to look at what's better than that, and what's been better than that for 5,000 years of human history are precious metals. Now, precious metals vary in price because there are times in history where currencies do well and times when they don't do well. Right now, I think we're coming in the final stages of a great inflation. Whether this turns into a hyperinflation or a currency crisis remains to be determined, but it certainly looks as if it could go that way. There's no way out, Al. There's no way to mathematically pay off the budget deficit in the United States of America. And since the U.S. currency is the reserve currency of the entire world, it's a global phenomenon. We've never been here before.
We've never been here before, and here you have the International Monetary Fund, no less, saying that the actions on the part of the United States, the way the United States politicians are handling the country's deficit, is really detrimental to the economic well-being of the rest of the world.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and there's, you know, factual evidence. I mean, most of the mainstream financial channels are sounding like I sounded. They're sounding now like I sounded 5 or 10 years ago. You have China's making an agreement with Russia that they're going to do trade between each other without going through the U.S. dollar. India's made an agreement with China to do the same thing. You have George Soros having a meeting recently, Bretton Woods too, saying you've got to find a replacement for the U.S. dollar. That's been brought up in the U.N. It's been brought up in the IMF. So a lot is going on in the, you know, in the front line, so to speak, talking about how do we get out of this dollar phenomena? How do we get out of this U.S. dollar? What is the substitute for the U.S. dollar? And that's going to continue, and either it's going to take place, you know, where everyone sees it and understands that is happening, or it's going to default to where people don't want the dollar.
People don't want the dollar. That's really interesting. You know, Del, don't you find, you and I are about the same age, and don't you find this as being really interesting that, you know, that here we are in not quite the golden years, but almost, you know, and we're seeing stuff going on that is just, I would not have believed this would ever happen. I mean, you've got the Chinese, you've got the French, you've got other major countries, you know, coming out and saying U.S. dollar is as the currency of last resort. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to work. And they're talking about now other things, IMF special drawing rights, et cetera, et cetera. U.S. has fallen, buddy.
Yes, it certainly is, Alan. The phenomenon that I look at is how quickly it's happened as far as coming into the public view. I mean, this we've ebbed and flowed for 50 years, but now look at what we've got with the last two or three years as we've decreased in being the world's policeman and the support of the world, so to speak. It's almost like the whole world has taken this time to turn on the dollar, and I don't know how we combat that. I for one, don't think that you're smart to keep many of your assets in U.S. dollar denominations.
But then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people start taking, if people like you and I, if we start taking our money out of the country, which is a perfectly legal thing to do if you want to, as long as you pay your taxes, if we start doing that, then we go from bad to worse.
But we're going to go from bad to worse anyway. I mean, I don't know that you and I have enough money to slow down the slide.
I'm sure you do. I know Morgan does.
But it just, you know, it just, you've got to protect yourself as best you can, because you can't help anybody if you're on the other end of the slide.
No, you can't help anybody if you're on the other end of the slide. Scotty, you're not on the slide. You live in Canada. Give me some final comments, if you would, on what we're talking about, would you?
Well, it's time that you woke up and better be selfish. And the reason I went public with the new one is I took myself for a walk in September and I said, can I trust New York? And guess what answer I come up with? I went public in October. And, you know, they just flat out lie to you. And the people that you count on to tell you the truth, can you imagine your parents lying to you? That's what the U.S. government's doing, and they're doing it on a consistent basis. So all I can tell you is I've never had so many people, Americans, ask me in the last 2 years about setting up accounts in Canada, and now I know why. And I'm stunned there's no revolution here.
What I think is interesting is I obviously, because of what I do, I have people calling me and saying, you know, like to put some assets offshore, like to put some assets in Canada. How do we do that? As I was mentioning to Dell, that's not a direction that I particularly want to go in, only because I'm still convinced at this stage that people start doing that, and that's not the beginning of the end. That's getting really close to the end, and I don't particularly want to see that for our country. But I don't know. Maybe it's inevitable. What should people do, Dave?
Well, I think it's simple, just to go ahead and buy physical gold and silver. That way you've got the ultimate currency. It's been proven for thousands of years. You don't have to take it out of the country. You don't have to worry about anything as far as protection is concerned. I do want to comment one thing further, and you probably haven't heard me say this. As much of an advocate of gold and silver as I am and remain to be, mm-hmm. you know, it's not my wish that I end up with, you know, more silver than everybody else or more gold. My wish is really that we get back on a financial, truthful, honest system where I can cash that gold and silver in and reinvest into the greatest asset that we all have globally, mm-hmm. and that's human ingenuity, human innovation, spirit of helping each other, making a profit at the same time. Unfortunately, we're in a system right now where those things still do exist, but they're few and far between as the degradation of the currency continues. But I certainly don't want to, I don't think of protecting wealth as the same thing as building wealth. I'm protecting wealth right now. Hopefully in my lifetime, I'll be able to use that wealth to help the innovators, the thinkers, the new innovations take place, and help my capital formation be used for a more productive, better, beneficial society. So I just wanted to get that out, Al.
You know, we've talked about this, Dave, a lot of times on the program as to the various ways that people can invest in precious metals. And I think it's really worth discussing. You know, I personally, Kathy and I, as I've mentioned on the show a number of times, at your suggestion 4 or 5 years ago, started to buy silver. We now buy silver on a regular basis. You know, just it's an automatic deduction from one of our accounts. So I'm a real believer in at least 10% of a person's capital being involved in physical. And then I think, you know, of the remaining 90%, because of what I do for a living, I really like the stocks involved in this industry. What says David Morgan about all of this?
Well, I've never been put all your money into the, you know, gold and silver markets.
No, of course
and,
not.
You know, it's an individual case-by-case basis, but I've said 10% in the investing rules, and I upped that to 20% mm-hmm. well before the war started.
Sure.
I think 20% is pretty much a minimum these days. I think things have gotten so bizarre at this point in monetary history that unless you have about that amount, you're really not understanding what's going on.
You know, one last question in this segment. I was kind of chastised because on the air about 6 or 8 or 9 months ago, I made the comment that the reason Al and Kathy buy silver is because I think you need real serious dollars if you're going to invest in gold to take advantage of that market. When I say real serious, I'm talking about $500,000 at a whack. Your final comments on that, David? We've got a minute.
Well, you know, I've been consistent. I think silver will outperform gold. When I started, I called the bottom of silver accurately. It was an 80-to-1 ratio. Today it's 35-to-1. Silver's done better than their 2-to-1, you know, profit ratio to gold.
Okay.
Gold has been in a 10-year bull market. So what does that say? I think you really should own them both, regardless of your position. If you're extremely tight budgeted, then start with silver. But I like them both still. But silver has a different dynamic than gold. I think by the time that the end of this market takes place, and who knows how that will take place or when that will take place, you'll probably see a ratio closer to the 16-to-1, what I call the monetary or the classic ratio.
I would agree 100%, and I think what you're going to see when you talk about this market, you know, the end date on it, I'll tell you, the more I think about it, the more I agree with Jim Rogers when Jim told me a number of years ago, his comment was, you know what, you're going to see the mother of all secular bull markets in precious metals lasting from now until at least 2017. With what's going on in our country right now, with the real serious challenges that we have, I'm really wondering if this market isn't going to go on for one heck of a lot longer than just 2017. Okay, stick around. Right around the corner, we have the second hour of the Cornell Economics Report originating from the Chicago Resource Expo. Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.